RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
We will get to all that. Virginia Tech football tomorrow night against Duke, 8 o'clock. Still waiting to see if the Hokies have a quarterback. Kyren Drones and Bashel Tootin both listed as questionable against the Blue Devils in a gotta have it game for the Hokies. Get to 6, get to the bowl game. They gotta win out of their own doing. There were opportunities along the way. It's the VCU story, right? There were opportunities along the way. Got to cash in on those opportunities. Parney will join us at 11. Parney joins us every Friday at 11. Parney went a perfect 5 for 5 on his football picks last week. So he's a modest man. He's a shy man. You know, sometimes we have to pull the words out of him. But we'll... I can't. We'll see. I'm sure he'll be very very modest about his perfect 5-0 week, but we'll give him the props he so deserves.
He does deserve it. We love Parney.
Perfect 5-0. Can't say anything about that. And Alex Ovechkin injury update came across yesterday. 4 to 6 weeks for the Capitals. Stars, who will put the chase for greatness on hold until 2025, avoided the worst case scenario of missing the season. Hopefully gets back, puts some goals in the back of the net this year. Sets it up. I think that officially means he's not going to set the record this season, but hopefully gets back, scores some goals, gets us to the point where we're following this chase for real next year. I think that's everything we'll be covering on today's show. UVA, SMU, senior day for UVA. SMU, of course, playing for a spot in the ACC title game. I think UVA's eggs remain firmly in the Virginia Tech basket in terms of bowl eligibility. Start Commanders Cowboys, though, because this is it's a narrative week. We have narrative weeks from time to time, which is to say that somebody's, you know, reputation storyline is at stake this week, and it's our friend Cliff Kingsbury this week. He's the offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders. He was coach of the Arizona Cardinals, got off to a blazing hot start, faded late a couple of his seasons in Arizona, most famously 6-2 start with Kyler Murray. He was also the coach at Texas Tech, and at Texas Tech, he also had a lot of early season success and faded late. Well, he's the offensive coordinator for your Washington Commanders, and what do you know? They had a hot start, and what do you know? They're fading a little bit. Perfectly explainable. You lost to the Steelers and you lost to the Eagles. Now, we've broken it down. If you missed our Commanders Rewind, of course, grab those on the pod, MP on the mic. Perfectly explainable. to lose to the Eagles, lose to the Steelers, two great defenses. There were things about the game plan I didn't like both of those days, but it's not like a better game plan was going to beat the Eagles, and it's a good football team. This is the Dallas Cowboys. They're bad. They don't have their quarterback. They don't have the feared defense that they've had in past years. They have they are struggling, and their roof's falling, and Jerry Jones is losing his mind. This is not an excusable game. This is a referendum game on Cliff Kingsbury. So here is Cliff Kingsbury discussing the reputation he has for fading late and what it means this week.
I'm not saying this is happening this year, but historically your offenses have declined a little bit in the second half of seasons. Are you aware of that, and is it important for you to like break that trend?
I would have to see the what you're talking about historically, like the references, but yeah, I don't have any plans to do anything to break that trend that I know of. I mean, I would have to see what years you're talking about. So I was thinking about doing triple option. Like, is that what you're thinking? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, we're going to do what we do.
They're not going to go to triple option. He's working with the limited deck too. Offensive line injuries, they're banged up. Jaden Daniels is of course perfectly healthy, as you've heard all week, and I don't believe that one bit. This is an important week for Cliff Kingsbury, and I think the diffusing it with humor tells you he knows this is an important week for him, because it. Every week in the NFL is a lifetime, and you beat the Cowboys. Jaden Daniels runs for 50, throws for 200. The discussion Monday's totally different. Nobody's talking about Cliff Kingsbury fading late in seasons. You say, this is an eight-win team playing against a bad Tennessee team next week, right back on playoff track, flying towards the wild card, which is a better place than we thought they'd be at the start of the season. Well, not AWOD. AWOD thought they'd be here at the start of the season. The rest of us, though. The rest of us were caught somewhat off guard by this success. But success breeds expectations, and the expectation is they're going to beat the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Sixth team this year in the NFL to be a double-digit favorite on the point spread. It's only happened five times this year. All five times it's happened, the team that has been favored by double digits has both won and covered the spread. So they've won by more than the spread. I told you earlier this week, I'll tell you again as we roll towards game day here on the Fan Sunday, the only thing that scares me is that I can't find a single thing that scares me. This is a bad Dallas team. This is a Washington team coming off a 10 days rest. Dallas played Monday Night Football. Jaden Daniels did some things in the last couple of games that lead me to believe he's still operating at a high level. I can't find a single thing here that scares me about this game, and that's frightening to me. But I love the Commanders. When we get to NFL picks at 11:30, when Megan plays the music, when we do the thing, we all get fired up, I'm going to take the Commanders. I'll tell you that right now. I'm fired up for that. We'll see. We'll see what the discussion is on Monday. Hopefully, it's what I think it is. We'll dive into VCU basketball. We'll go deep on them. But it is a monster game night here for high school football. But you know I'm going to ask Gary Hess about what happened in Northern Virginia this week as well. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1. Tempe on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1. FM, it's the Friday Fun Show. All right, that Parney's up. It's Friday. It's 11 o'clock. Parney's on. As you know, I don't just have good news for Parney. I have double good news for Parney, so that's exciting. So, Parney, happy Friday. What's up?
What up, MP on the mic? Hope you're having a good day. I just realized next week's Thanksgiving, so happy holidays to everyone as we start the holiday season.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun week. Obviously, spend it with family, spend it with friends. We won't spend it here on the radio. I'm sure Parney Time will still air next Saturday and Sunday, as it has been 8 a.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. Sunday. Get your Parney Time fix. Parney was perfect last week. He was 5-0.
Wait! Can you say that again?
Yeah, that's not even the best news, Parney. Parney went 5-0 last week in football picks. So let's say that. For sure. We have a stat correction, Parney. The manager has called up to the press box, and the official score has revised. I told you last week you were 4-1 because you had you had the Texans who were leading at halftime, and Jared Goff threw five interceptions and still won. It had been a late night in Philly with the Commanders, so I was not thinking clearly. And one of our listeners actually wrote in on the Twitter to say that wasn't a Lions win. That was a push. It was a 3-point spread. And I went back and looked. That is correct. So last week's record was not 4-1. You were 4-0-1. So that revises you in the positive direction even further.
Wow. So 9-0-1 the last 2 weeks. I'm destined for the toilet bowl this week.
I mean, this would be the week to fade Parney traditionally, but we don't talk about heaters. We do talk about football, though. He's 31-12-2 now this season. Woo. Making some NFL picks against the spread, which is hard to do, folks. I've tried it and failed at doing it. It's not easy. But we got a lot of great games this week. I'm sure you got great Thanksgiving plans. I'll be down in Williamsburg running around. Great memories growing up, you know, playing football on Thanksgiving, running around the backyard, all that good stuff. Or in your case, maybe playing some baseball, throwing the ball around. What's going on in Parney's world these days?
Well, there's a lot going on. Let's talk squirrels first.
Yep.
As we always say on this show, the squirrels never sleep. So the squirrels have single-game tickets on sale earlier than they've ever had before. So you can go online or you can go by the ballpark. You can already buy individual game tickets for opening day and for any of the other games that the squirrels have in 2025. So that's something that Ben Rothrock, Anthony Opperman, and Ben Terry, the senior leadership team, changing it up, doing a little bit differently, so you can literally go buy your opening day tickets now, which will be a great stocking stuffer, wouldn't you think, to buy opening day tickets or the last game of next year tickets for the Squirrels. We also have great new merchandise that are in. Jackson Harefield doing another amazing job. I can't walk up there without spending a ton of money, and I get a discount. So that's another second thing. And then thirdly, the Squirrels are going to be involved, as we always are, in the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade, which is coming up the first Saturday in December. It's one of my favorite days of the year. I want to encourage all of our MP on the Mic listeners to be involved in the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade. If you can't get downtown to watch it in person, it's shown live on CBS 6.
It's a fun time, and you know, you're there with the Squirrels folks, and you know the bands are there, and I've only ever been as a spectator. I've never marched, but the people who take the big balloons down the street, people chant at them to, like, you know, twirl around and do things with the balloons. It's very casual. I've been to the Macy's parade, and I've been to the Dominion Energy Christmas parade. I like the vibes at the Dominion Energy Christmas parade.
Yes, it's absolutely something that's circled. Nothing gets in the way for me and Tanya and joining our Squirrels family and being involved in it. There's a lot of times when I've had to travel on Saturday night to get to the baseball winter meetings, but I do it, and I do it around the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade. We're excited as our family for next week. All of our kids are going to be coming down here to the Sandbridge 7th inning stretch and have some of our Sandbridge family down here as well. So it's going to be wonderful time making memories over the course of the next 10 days, and we got that backyard bar ready to go too, so hopefully the weather will be good enough that we can watch some football overlooking the bay in the backyard while we're enjoying each other's company. So I'm really excited about the family time that's coming up.
You're painting a lovely picture, and I was talking to a group yesterday over at the Westwood Club, and two of the people were telling me they're going down to the beach at Sandbridge and Outer Banks for Thanksgiving, and I was like, I didn't realize how many people do that, but it makes a lot of sense. Like, it's still lovely down there into November. I'm gonna start some new traditions around here.
Yeah, I was on the beach this morning trying to get skinny Parney exercises, and it's a little windy. It's a little on the cold side, but if you're strategic about it, it's not bad at all. Probably going to go out and do an afternoon walk again this afternoon. After I make these picks.
It's good to be Parney. And also, to wrap up the score stuff, go to CarMaxPark.com, live construction camera. So when
you can I say one other thing?
Yes, of course you can.
So on Tuesday, Benny Rothrock, our unbelievable CEO, and I'm just so proud of him, the person and professional he's become, he arranged a little hard hat tour just for a few of us to go over. And you know, we saw where home plate is, the home dugout, the visiting dugout's already poured, the visiting dugout suite where people will be able to have a group outing, that's already poured. So Gil Bain and company really going to town over there at CarMax Park. So I encourage you, I encourage everybody to do what you just said. Go to CarMaxPark.com and check out the cam on there so you can see the progress. It's really, really, really awesome. And I'll be honest with you, MP, I cried when we were walking around there. I formed some tears and they crocodile down my face because it's truly happening. And it's just going to be, it's not about me. It's not about us as a Squirrels family. It's about everybody that's listening to this show and the memories that people are going to be able to make at CarMax Park. And that's the emotional part of it.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you right back, because I'm, you know, I'm fired up for CarMax Park. You know, I'll be there opening day, all that. I'm kind of curious though, because I know you guys don't do anything halfway. When it's time to get rid of the diamond, have you thought about, like, is there going to be some kind of explosion spectacular?
Well, that's just not about the Squirrels. Obviously, the city and others will be involved in that, but I don't think it'll go quietly. Let's just leave it at that.
Well,
and no matter what happens, Parney and MP on the mic and the Parney Time crew will be somewhere with a case of beer watching whatever's happening happen.
I was downtown on the, I don't know if it's still the Lee Bridge or not, but at the time it was the Lee Bridge, watching the Dominion building implode. And you tell me a building is imploding, Parney, anywhere, anytime, I'm going to be there watching. That's that. The seven-year-old boy in me gets enormously excited about that possibility.
Yeah, again, I don't know exactly what the plans are, but I know that there will be plans, and it'll be a momentous moment. But, you know, now we got other things to do right now, which is get CarMax Park ready, get ready for the 2025 season. I overheard Caroline Phipps and Anthony Offerman talking when I was in the office earlier this week, and the plans that they have for the Diamond and to celebrate the 40th year of the Diamond is for people that grew up in Richmond, for people that had the Braves embedded in their head while they were growing up in Richmond, Virginia. 2025 is going to be a very special season for all those fans.
I'm fired up. Single game tickets on sale. CarMax Park under construction. The Squirrels never sleep. Neither does Parney. He joins us for a little Parney time on this Friday morning, coming off back-to-back weeks without a loss here in football picks. The fighting Kurt Cignetti's Parney. He went from JMU to Indiana. He didn't stop winning. They're undefeated. They're going to the Horseshoe to take on the fighting Dennis Bickmeyers of Ohio State. Indiana's getting 10.5 points here. Ohio State's good. They're in the playoffs. Indiana hasn't beaten anybody, which is kind of not their fault that Michigan didn't turn out to be any good, but they might need this one. Do you like Indiana? Can I interest you in 10.5 points?
No, I'm taking Ohio State. I think this is when the slipper falls off Indiana. I kind of hope I'm wrong because I dig the whole Kurt Cignetti vibe. I dig the swag that they have. I dig the connection to the Commonwealth of Virginia and James Madison. But sometimes when you're picking these games, you don't even look at the stats. You don't even look at any. And right now, I don't have anything in front of me, so I'm doing this completely by my gut. When you said 10.5, I had...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
No idea what the spread was. Vegas is begging you. Begging you to take Indiana, so yep. I'm taking Ohio State.
There you go. He's a man who knows how those casinos were built. Army is another team that is wearing the slipper right now. They're going to take on Notre Dame, who's in the playoffs, having a great season. That'll be at Yankee Stadium. Army is getting 14 at Yankee Stadium against Notre Dame in a game that could lift them into the playoffs if they win it.
So I'm going to kind of talk out of both sides of my mouth because, again, I'm doing this completely blind. My computer's off. I'm sitting down in Tanya and I's bedroom at the seventh inning stretch completely by the seat of my pants. I'm going to take Army in this one, and I think that Army actually might have a chance to upset Notre Dame. I was all over Navy earlier this year, and they pooped themselves against Notre Dame. For some reason, I just don't think Army's going to do that. Maybe they don't win. But you got Yankee Stadium, you got Army, you got the Golden Helmets of Notre Dame. I would love for Army to upset them, so I have yet another reason to bust the chops of Jerome Bettis on Sunday morning when he and I talk weekly.
Good visuals, as they say. Army, Notre Dame, Yankee Stadium. Those are three iconic sports terms right there, all coming together Saturday night. Sunday NFL, Parney. Five times this year, an NFL team has been favored by double digits. Every time this year, that team has covered the spread, won by double digits. This will get put to the test this week because the Washington Commanders are 10.5-point favorites at home against the Dallas Cowboys and Cooper Rush. And this is probably a fair line. Does the streak go to 6 on Sunday?
No, I'm going to take the Cowboys here. I just I don't believe enough in the Commanders yet to be a double-digit favorite over the Dallas Cowboys. I just don't. I know Cooper Rush is back there. I know the Cowboys are just an absolute dumpster fire right now. But you know, I can see. You said 10 and a hook, right?
I did.
So I can see this being 24-14, 27-17, 28-20. I can see any of those. I don't see the Cowboys winning, but I'll take the Cowboys to cover that 10.5.
Good teams win. Great teams cover. Washington, just a good team in Parney's book right now. Niners-Packers at 425. I don't know what's going on in San Francisco. They still got everybody. They still got Kyle Shanahan. They still got Christian McCaffrey, and they still got the crew, but they're only 5-5. They're headed to Lambeau. Packers with Jordan Love have been good. Obviously not going to win the division with Detroit doing well, but the Packers are the traditional home 3-point favorites against the Niners.
Well, I mean, Vegas has them about even. They're giving the Packers 3 points because it's in Lambeau. 49ers are 5-5. I would say this is probably a must-win game for them to be in the playoffs, right? So I was at first going to pick Green Bay, but as we continued to talk and I continued to think about it, I think that Shanahan and Purdy and McCaffrey, they're going to realize the importance of this game. Jordan Love, even though he's the quarterback of Nazi Sackers in the Sandbridge Island Fantasy League, I think Jordan Love has proven to throw too many interceptions so far this season. So I think he throws a costly one, and the 49ers win this game or at least cover the 3 points.
Every time you say Nutsy Sackers, I'm going to laugh for the rest of my entire life. It's the best fantasy football team. Sunday Night Football.
We'll have merchandise soon. We'll have merchandise.
Sunday Night Football, speaking of must win, the Rams with Matthew Stafford also 5-5, along with the Niners. They are hosting Philly. Not a must win for Philly. They're doing fine, but Philly is 3-point favorites coming into L.A. to face the Rams.
How are we injury-wise on the Rams side? We got Cooper, we got Pua, we got all those guys straight.
Nacua's playing for sure. Cooper Kupp, it doesn't say anything here. It doesn't mean anything, though, as you know. It doesn't say anything. That doesn't mean anything.
I'm taking the Rams, and here's why. I think that the Eagles are the most maligned 8-2 team I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, I was with some Eagles fans the other night at a business function, and I'm like, you guys are acting like the ship is sinking, and you're 8-2. I don't get it. And,
yep.
Their love-hate-hate relationship with Sirianni is hysterical to me. But, again, we're going to pick the people that really have to win to stay in the playoffs. I believe in McVay. I believe in Stafford. The reason I asked, obviously, about those wide receivers is they're very, very good unless they're hurt. And so that's why I asked. If they're getting 3 points at home, we're going to take them.
He is not listed. Cooper Kupp, not listed on the injury report, meaning he is on track to play on Sunday. We'll text offline next week, because no Parney time next week. Of course, Parney time every Saturday and Sunday right here on The Fan. Squirrel single game tickets on sale. The ultimate stocking stuffer, CarMax Park. Watch it grow online, CarMaxPark.com. You know him, you love him. Parney, thanks for dropping by.
All right, MP. We'll take care. Have a great Thursday of next week, everybody. Happy holidays.
All right. There he goes. There we go. Got to talk a little VCU basketball. Big game tonight after their overtime loss last night. We'll dive into it on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
On Sports Radio, 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Friday fun. Gary Hess is the guy. 96-1 tonight. This is the game. This is the one you've been waiting for, not to be confused with next week's big game, which will be produced by tonight's big game. Ton of fun. I'm looking forward to this. For Ina Huguenot, let's welcome in Gary Hess for a little Friday fun.
It's time for some Friday fun with 910 The Fan sports director, Gary Hess.
Well capsulized, by the way.
Thank you.
Highly anticipated matchup till we get to next week's highly anticipated matchup, which we'll find out what that is later.
It must be that time of year.
And the funny thing about next week, and then we'll talk about this week. The funny thing about next week is that it is, first of all, it's the badge of honor for high school teams getting to practice on Thanksgiving Day. Second of all, we have no idea when they're going to play. Could it be Black Friday afternoon? Could it be Friday night? Could it be Saturday afternoon? We don't know. So we have to wait to see who's going to play whom, and then when they're going to play, and then compare it with all the 42 basketball and football games we're carrying to see if we can do a game.
Now, UVA and Tech are 8 p.m. Saturday
night. That opened a huge window for us on Saturday afternoon.
That helped everybody except the people who will be in Blacksburg that night.
Right.
That will be a cold night of mediocre football.
And what's really interesting, and it's a stretch here to call it really interesting, but, do you have any confidence that the Hokies are going to win in Durham tomorrow?
No, how could you?
And do you have any confidence the Wahoos are going to beat SMU?
Well, obviously, they're not going to.
So, in addition to the Commonwealth Cup, it's the battle for bowl eligibility.
I will say this. If Tech's truly sitting on 5, I actually do think they'll beat Duke tomorrow. It's not a given. There's no givens for this team.
Right.
If Tech is sitting on 5, and I don't say this lightly, you know I don't come in here and yell fire
right,
every day. If Tech's sitting on 5, Brent Pry's playing for his job full stop. There's just no other way to see it.
And I will say, the other thing on top of the job is if it's the battle for bowl eligibility, considering what was expected in Charlottesville, if you had gone
yeah.
at the beginning of the year and said,
yeah.
hey, listen, okay, you can, you have a chance. How about 6-6 and go into a bowl? And they're like, sign us up. That's a step in the right direction.
Yes.
Whereas the Hokies were supposed to be contending to play in the ACC championship.
Oh, everything's about expectations. Tony Elliott has his job for next year.
No, I don't disagree with that at all.
He's fully safe, and it's all gravy from here. And I've given my take, which is don't practice for SMU this week. Whatever, let those chips fall. SMU's playing for something, so they're fired up. Everything's in this Tech basket, because if you end the season on that note. Oh, that's the good stuff right there in Charlottesville.
Yes. Go get a chance to be bowl eligible, go to Blacksburg, beat the Hokies.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider what the last 25 years of that series has looked like.
I've seen it.
Yeah. So, yes.
8 p.m., maybe a little snow game there, you know, late night Blacksburg.
Could be.
Have you ever done a high school snow game? It feels like the seasons don't line up properly. Have you ever done one?
Snow like last night.
Well, that's its own beast.
I remember very vividly in 2009 when Vic Williams won the state title at Thomas Dale, the semifinal game against Oscar Smith. And Oscar Smith had like the greatest show on turf. And of course, they're playing at Thomas Dale. That's back when the host of the state semis was predetermined. And so they come here, and it had been raining all day.
Yep.
And Rich Morgan, the coach at Oscar Smith, threw a fit saying they needed to postpone the game. And Vic Williams is like, nope, we're playing. and during that game, it's a muddy field. It's cold.
Yep.
And it switched over to snow. But there's nothing sticking on the ground. But it was snowing during the game.
Vic's out there on the 40 with a hose. So, you know, right. we got to water the field.
That was the magic carpet ride with the Thomas Dale Knights that year. And I remember that. A couple other games where snowflakes were blowing around, but never like that I can remember off the top of my head, a ton of snow on the ground and having to, you know, clear lines on the field and stuff like that.
I love it. All right, break this one down for me. Verina, perennial power, beat Highland Springs this year. Very good. Huguenot, got the coach from Life Christian, got really good really quickly. For my money, best team in the city. I'll let you weigh in on that if you want to weigh in on that. I think we're gonna see a couple different areas here clash and decide which one's better.
The one thing I'll say unequivocally is it's a shame that we didn't get to have a de facto city championship between TJ and Huguenot.
How fun would that have been?
That would have been great fun. And if you remember, that game was supposed to be played last season at the beginning of the year, and it was canceled because of threats and issues and things like off-field things that had nothing to do with either football team. And because of that, that matchup was not rescheduled this year. And so that is just a real shame. I would say that this matchup I've been going back and forth all week. It amazes me. You know, this is like Playmaker Palooza. You know, you got on the Verona side, you got Caleb Weitch, and you got the Miles Anderson kid and Devin Henderson and Damari Carter. And then you go over to the Huguenot side, and you got the two quarterbacks, and you got the Dabney brothers, and you've got Ivan Lewis, and it's just, it's like the greatest show on turf playing the greatest show on turf, and which defense can step up and say, no, 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 wait a minute.
Like that Chiefs-Rams game that we all knew was going to be like 52-51.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And so, you know, and I don't know, you know, and I asked Coach Scott yesterday, I said, do you expect a shootout? And he said, goodness gracious, I hope not. And so, you know, I think both sides have hope that their defense can make plays, but we'll see. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it amazes to me. We don't, you know, with our friends at CBS 6, we do a poll after the state championships, but the last poll's done after the last regular season games. And the last poll, Brian and Huguenot were 1-2, and they're playing in the second round of the playoffs.
Yep.
It's crazy, and it's just going to be a great show. The other thing is, talking to both coaches yesterday, both sides are quietly confident.
Yeah.
And so I find it interesting, talking to different pundits and stuff as to who people think is going to win this game. And so, of course, I'm not in the prediction-making business when it comes to high school football. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a great, great game. Let me just put it this way. I'm glad we're going to be there.
I'll tell you who the real winner is here.
Who?
Dinwiddie.
Yeah, no doubt.
I only have to play one of these games of the year instead of two to get out of this,
and
this region.
Whoever wins this game has to go to Dinwiddie.
Yep.
And Dinwiddie... You know, it's interesting because people talk, you know, can't sleep on King George. That game, by the way, is Saturday afternoon, not tonight. But King George ended Dinwiddie's season last year. And so I think the Generals are going to be just fine and going to be plenty focused tomorrow. The other thing is I was really impressed with, and I know player development, I know it's cliche, but sometimes it really just jumps out at you. All the football you've covered, you know, teams get better over the course of six seasonal weeks, typically, Dallas Cowboys notwithstanding. And so you would expect to see that. So it doesn't surprise me that the Dinwiddie team we saw the first week in November 8th actually, beat Matoaka, was better than the team in early October against Thomas Dale. But what really struck me was how much better they looked.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Mills and that group down there and player coach Harry Dalton have done a great job getting that team much improved. I told Billy earlier this year, I said Harry should get a place listed among the assistant coaches at the bottom of the roster.
I love it
because he is clearly in command of that team. It's going to be that bracket is ridiculously good, and Louisa, who is incredibly good, is going down to Division IV next year and will be in that bracket as well.
Yiddy up.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Glen Allen Highland Springs, chance for them to hang?
I think there is absolutely a chance. You know, a lot of people point to the fact that it was 35-3 or whatever it was when, I don't remember, I think it was 35-3. Something like that, 35-7, 35-3, when Verina just blew out Glen Allen.
Yep.
And, I just don't foresee that type of blowout. I think Highland Springs is clearly favored in this game. Do I think Highland Springs will probably win? Yes. Do I think Glen Allen can win? Yes. Yes, I do.
That's all I need to hear.
Yeah,
we got to take on this Northern Virginia thing, too. We always run out of time so quickly with Gary. But Hayfield High School builds the super team, is declared ineligible, goes to court, is declared eligible. They move the playoffs back a week. They play last night. They win 75-7, which is not going to quiet down anybody about this thing.
Right.
It's a mess up there, Gary.
Yeah, it's been a mess for a long time.
Yeah.
And listen, this went off the rails when they were allowed to play back in August.
Yep.
When Fairfax, the superintendent of Fairfax Schools and the Virginia High School League did not intervene then, knowing what was going on, and then you let it go on all season, and then you come in there a week before the playoffs start and go, no, you're ineligible.
Yeah.
You know, I don't blame the parents for going to court. Not that I think they're in the right, but because they were allowed to play all season with those ineligible players, you know, the precedent was set in August. So I feel for the team that practiced all week and got knocked out of the playoffs last Friday.
Sure.
by this ruling. And should this be allowed? No, it shouldn't. It's clearly wrong. And, you know, there's nobody, nobody listening can look themselves in the mirror and go, no, they should be able to do that. That it's just wrong. But, you know, that's a precedent that's dangerous for the Virginia High School League because it doesn't happen on the scale of 20 players or however many it is, but it happens all the time.
Well, guys follow coaches because they like coaches. It's dangerous to me also to not set a precedent because, you know, in not saying it would happen here, but, you know, if Highland Springs and Verina don't win state titles, right, are they gonna have a little meeting and say, guys, they're making super teams up there. If we don't make a super team, we can't compete.
Right. We got to go around and try to find some people. And,
yeah.
You know, that is, and I'm not saying that's what they're going to do, but that,
no,
that conversation could take place.
Yes.
And the precedent is being set. Yeah, it's disturbing. It really is. And, you know, and I have heard, I'm not prepared to make that leap yet, but I'm not prepared to discount it either. I have heard the words said by people who are not stupid that this is the beginning of the end of high school football.
You almost need to just move it to the private side at this point. Let the Benedictines and the Trinities build up and become monsters, and that to me feels the only way to keep public high school somewhat pure, but nobody asked me and nobody's going to ask.
Right. And it's, you know, the problem is there's tuition involved at private schools. And so then it's just, there's no obvious answer or we'd have that, but it's a mess. And, you know, what's going to be interesting is, you know, Hayfield is probably going to, you know, get to the state championship.
No question. They're good enough.
And you think? And, you know, and Highland Springs hung with them a little bit last year. This year's Highland Springs team, they're really, really good. They're not last year's Highland Springs. But, you know, the problem with Highland Springs is they've got to get out of the region. They got to clear Glen Allen tonight if you're Highland Springs, or Glen Allen versus Highland Springs. And then Oscar Smith is still awaiting in the region before you get to the state semis and then to Hayfield. So, yeah, lot to digest there.
And then in January, we'll be out at Freedom when they do their press conference to introduce their new coach, Deion Sanders. So the arms race escalates.
That's right. And Freedom announcing that Shadur gets an extra year of eligibility in high school and is going to take his prep school year before entering the NFL
draft. Booster club money adds up quickly these days. Gary, we always go way over with you, but we always appreciate it. 96.1 tonight.
Yes, terrestrial radio only. We're going old school. No Odyssey app tonight.
You're ruining everything we've built for years. Don't listen on the Odyssey app because you can't. Yeah, you have to get an actual turn the dial radio.
That's right. You're welcome to listen to the Odyssey app, but you're not going to hear us.
Good save.
Not tonight, at least.
I love it. 96-1. You know I'm fired up for this game. I know Gary's fired up for this game. It's Verina Huguenot. Listen in if you're not listening to VCU here on 910. We'll get to the
round. Not to mention the fact that you'll get updates of other games from the dulcet tones of one stub. So
trust me, you didn't have to sell me, but I'm double sold now.
No kidding.
I'm in. I got to go find my crank radio, crank it up, so I'm ready for the night. Let's go. VCU Hoops Talk on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. All right, always love it when Gary Hess drops by on a Friday. Big game tonight. Big games all over the place. VCU, 7:30 right here on The Fan. Verina Huguenot. 7 o'clock over there on 96.1 on your FM dial. Gary and Coach Chris always do a great job out there, of course, at those games. We got to get to VCU. I haven't gotten to VCU yet, and we're 35 minutes into today's program. I'd apologize for the oversight, but we got a lot of sports to get to. A lot going on around here. Let's start with Zeb Jackson coming back, because I think that's I'm not going to be a bright side guy today. Just everybody's forewarned on that. Like, if you're looking for a sunny take on VCU losing but fighting hard and forcing overtime and trying their best, this is not the correct radio program to be listening to. But I want to give the props to VCU and the doctors and Zeb. Here's Zeb Jackson last night.
Zeb Jackson's got it. Leaves it off to Furman, hangs it off to Zeb. Zeb, free throw line. Long pass to Bamisil, near corner. Bamisil drives the lane, kicks it back out to Zeb. An open three from the lefty. Give it to him. How about you? So Zeb strikes home his first three of the season on his first shot of the season. And it's 5-4.
He's back.
Ravi and Rodney on the call. You heard it right here on 910 The Fan, home of the Rams. You remember when Zeb got hurt? They said it would be 5 weeks, but VCU has the best hand doctor in America. We played that from Ryan Odom. Say, hey, got the best hand doctor in America. They may have the best hand doctor in America. Zeb's back 2.5 weeks. Whatever Dr. Cottrell is doing over there at VCU Health is working. Zeb's back. Zeb looked great. He had moments of maybe being winded, but on the whole, not just that he played well, he was the most poised guy on the court late. Maybe Max Schulga, but it was the two of them. Let's talk about the issues here. The issues were, first off, they didn't make any threes. Jack Clark had a terrible day from behind the arc. Joe Bamisil went 0 for his first seven. The poise down the stretch was really disappointing for a team that has big-time ambitions. And it's not that this is everything, because we'll talk about how the bracket falls, and the bracket's fallen in a really nice way, that Nevada's the game they wanted and the game they're getting tonight, and a great game for them, and a quad one win if they get it. And Miami's still in play, too. they can still get everything they need out of this tournament. What was disappointing was they had Seton Hall on the ropes multiple times over the course of the game and just allowed themselves to come unglued by Seton Hall's defense. Ryan Odom, and we'll play Ryan Odom's interview here in a second. He said, you know, there were moments they didn't get back in transition. He really didn't like that.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And I understand why. And he's within his rights to say that as the coach. But more than that, those late possessions where Joe's forcing up a shot, and you, Phil Russell, love him for the passion, and could have used a little less passion last night. Let Seton Hall bait him into five fouls. There's just no other way to put that. And he was too sped up and too fired up and too hyped up, and they mentioned it on TV a couple times. You can't play basketball there. And look, I love Philip Russ. I love the intensity. I'm glad he's on VCU's team. But that's a discussion the coaches and Phil are going to have soon, is this isn't a positive thing when you're playing like this. That's a net negative out there, and we're going to get the freshmen in if you play like that, because when you're sped up, when you're committing fouls, when they're in your head, if you know what it felt like, and this is a gross exaggeration, so take this with a grain of salt. When VCU beat Kansas to make the Final Four, I told you we were going weird places. VCU got in Kansas's heads. The Jayhawks were not themselves that day. They had been tough guys through the tournament, right? They came out against Richmond, Richmond Spiders, and pushed them around. And VCU got in their heads, and they self-destructed that day, which I'm not here to relitigate a game from 15 years ago, but VCU played very well that day. I'm not taking anything away from the Rams. But the best thing they did, they got in the Jayhawks' heads right out of the gate. I felt like that was Seton Hall's game plan. We can't hang with you offensively. We know that. What we can do is get your guy to self-destruct. And they did. And they got him to self-destruct, and they took him out of the game. Now, You have Max, you're good. Let's play the Max clip here, because this is a big boy play by Max Schulga, who you know I think has made big strides this year. And not to suggest he's blameless here yesterday, but without this play, there's not even overtime. This was the first basket they'd scored in, I believe, 4 minutes when he makes it. They're down two, need the basket to force overtime, and after some passing it around, this is Max deciding, well, shoot, nobody's going to do this thing. I'm going to go do this thing.
So the Rams will inbound it. This is Zeb Jackson across the timeline. Zeb, right side, gives to Phil Russell with seven. Russell to Schulga, left side. 5 seconds to go. Schulga drives inside. Schulga land, give it to him with 2.7 left. We're tied, 61 each. This will be a half-court heave by Duwall at the buzzer. Good if it goes. No good. We're going to overtime.
That's when you could have reset, and that was the moment to reset, and they didn't reset. Now, you had two missed timeout opportunities, one for each team. Seton Hall's got the ball under their basket, 2.5 seconds left. Not only did they have one timeout, I think they had two timeouts, which, by the way, is a timeout to tell the players you're going to throw it to half court and call a timeout, and then to throw it to half court and call the timeout, and then to get a last shot. Plenty of time for Seton Hall to get a good look. And their coaches over there yelling and screaming for the timeout, and the refs don't acknowledge him, and the guys keep playing, and he was steaming mad about that, which nobody's to blame here. The refs are officiating live basketball action. I don't want them stopping that to turn and look at the coach, but ultimately, Seton Hall could have had a shot to win this in regulation. Not a stretch to suggest they maybe even should have had a shot to win this in regulation if they had used their timeouts correctly. And some of that's on the players, too. Coaches can't bail out the players on everything. Players have to take responsibility as well. No, we have timeouts. We need to set something up here. We don't need to heave the ball. So Seton Hall could have won. And then in overtime, VCU, you get the benefit of the missed free throw, which keeps it in range, and they come down, and Bamisil is moving fast, doesn't get his shot. They stop, and they force that possession. I'll never blame a coach for not calling a timeout in the flow of play, because I do think a lot of times it can do more harm than good. That was certainly a moment, though. And Ryan Odom said it himself. That was certainly a moment, though, where the guys needed to stop and think about it for a second. They were sped up. They were out. And this was a tough one because it was so winnable. And all respect to Seton Hall, I don't think they're going to finish in that top quadrant. I don't think that's a quad one anything. Not the team we've seen this year, not the team we saw last night, not a team that's going to go have to play a really tough Big East schedule once they get rolling. I don't think that's a quad one anything, and it's a loss now, and doesn't matter they went to overtime. That one hangs on the record. That makes tonight really, really important for VCU. Because we talk about all the time, this is when you win your spot in the tourney. Dayton did it last year. Dayton went to Maui and dominated for 3 days, and came back, and because of that and some other nice wins, when A-10 play started, Dayton didn't need to do anything. They treaded their water, finished third or fourth, I think, in the division, got their bid without question. That's the beauty of a strong November, and this is a team that's positioned to have a strong November. They've scheduled for it, they've recruited for it, and they've developed for it. And then to watch it fall apart in real time was tough and stings, and there's a lot of picking up the pieces to do, and you got about 9 hours to do it. 7:30 tonight, VCU Nevada, new most important game of the year. If you want to come out of Charleston with two, well, there's two left. It means you got to win tonight. Can't win two games tonight, but you can win one game tonight. Set up a fun Sunday, maybe even against Miami, which would be a heck of a way to finish. Finish stronger than you started. That's VCU's task, and they got to figure out a way to get out of their own heads before they do that. Gary got us off topic. This is not off time. This is not on me for being overtime. This is on Gary. I'd like that put on his ledger that I went way past the break this time. That's residual from Gary. So we'll put that on Gary's ledger. We'll get right after the break because we got Parney at 11, so we're not going to miss Parney, but we got a little more yapping to do before we get to Parney. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan. All right, we did NFL breaking news before the break. NFL breaking news on this side of the break. Daniel Jones got released by the New York Giants. He's a free agent as of right now. AWOD will address that, I'm sure, on AWOD Radio. It was inevitable when they announced they weren't going to play him for the rest of the year. I'm curious what this means for him the rest of the year if another team would take a flyer, bring him in, kick the tires for a few weeks, see what they got going. I'd be very curious. I'm just going to throw it out there with no knowledge, no reporting, no insights. I'd be very curious if the Niners would pick him up. There's Brock Purdy question marks right now. And at the risk of angering the Brock Purdy hive, which I do at least once a week, I think Daniel Jones could run that offense Purdy-esquely. I think he could. I'll just say that, and we'll put that on the side because we got to do picks here for a second. So I'm going to do college picks first before we hit the sounder here. This is the best part of the week, right? It's Friday. It's football Friday. We got big games all weekend. Fun slate. Let's buzz through these because we've spent a lot of time doing a lot of fun things today. But football picks are up right now. College football this weekend. Give me Indiana. Give me the points. I don't care what Vegas says. I don't care which side they want me on. I want to ride with Kurt Cinetti. I believe in Kurt Cinetti. I do not believe in the fraudulent Big Ten, except for Oregon, which is not actually a Big Ten team. Give me 10.5 at the shoe, Indiana. That's my pick right there. I will cut against the Parney grain. He took Army in the 14 against Notre Dame. I am going to take Army because I like getting 14 in a cold weather game with a grinded out military style team. I don't think Army's got any chance of winning this one, but I like getting 14. Give me 14 there. My Jayhawks are only getting 2.5 against Colorado. This feels like a trap. It feels like they're trying to lean you towards taking the Jayhawks here. Now, you always get, with Deion, you always get a little bit of it baked in, right? That, like, the bettors love Deion, and there's a lot of casual money on that. Colorado should not just be a 2.5-point favorite against Kansas. Somebody knows something. Give me the Jayhawks. Hokies, only given 2.5 at Duke. That's an indication of how far they've fallen. I think they take care of business coming off the bye. I like the Hokies. I like laying the 2.5. I agree with the line here, though. This is a fair line. Duke is going to give them a game. It's time for Virginia Tech to win a one-score game. It's been too long. It's too important. It's time for them to win a close one. They'll get the opportunity late night, Saturday night, in the cold, play some Hokie football. I don't know who's available. I don't care who's available. Go rough them up. Go out physical them. Do the things you've been meaning to do all season long. JMU, given 7 at App State. Didn't think you'd see that line at the start of the year. I'll take App State. I like getting 7 with a good team and a proud tradition at home in a game where they'll have JMU circled. JMU, the future looks bright. The present probably looks like the Motor City Bowl or something like that, the Quick Lane Bowl, whatever they're calling it now. I just don't think they're going to rally and enter the Sun Belt conversation in a tangible way. Hope I'm wrong. They hung 70 on North Carolina. Never forget that. It's been a great first season there. No matter what the expectations are, it's tough to take over a legacy program. And I do think that Chesney's done a nice job there, rebuilding, putting the pieces in place for the future. Give me App State this weekend, but I'll buy my JMU stock going forward. I'm still in on them. And wrapping up the state crew here, SMU, 9.5-point favorites at UVA. I've told Tony Elliott what to do all week. I know he's a big MP on the mic listener. I know he spends his mornings listening instead of coaching his football team. Don't worry about this one. They're good. They're really good. They're the best team money can buy in the ACC. Let them win. Eggs are in the Virginia Tech basket. What a way that would be to finish the season. I know it's senior day. I know you want to play your best at all times. Get ready for Tech. Let SMU run all over you. Go get the Hokies down in Blacksburg because this is a year. Doors cracked open down there. Give me SMU laying the 9.5. All right. We wait all week for this. It's time. NFL picks. Good football on tap this weekend. Bad football on tap this weekend, too. It's the golden corral of windows at 1 o'clock. Some of it's good, some of it's bad, but there's a lot of it. Chiefs, Panthers, Chiefs laying 11 against the Carolina Panthers. I want 11 points in the Carolina Panthers. Chiefs don't know how to win by multiple scores this year. I do think they win the game, though, coming off a loss in Buffalo. I do want to lay the 7 with the Lions, though, taking on the Indianapolis Colts. That is a juggernaut of a team. Are they peaking too soon? That's a thing we'll ask ourselves when they lose in the playoffs. As of right now, though, I am Team Lions all the way. They look dang near untouchable. They got that tough turnaround to the Thursday Thanksgiving game against the Bears. Weird things happen on short weeks, as evidenced by Jameis Winston's win last night. This isn't a short week. This is a Ben Johnson special. Run all over the Colts. Hopefully get a Mo Alie-Cox touchdown. A little something to talk about. Vikings-Bears in a game that became sneaky big, sneaky fast. Vikings have maybe lost their footing a little bit. Bears need something to show some juice, show some momentum with Caleb Williams. Bears at home will be 3.5-point underdogs. I don't have a read on this game, but I like it. I like this as a 1 o'clock window game. There's desperation. It's getting late out there. It's almost Thanksgiving. If you're not in the playoffs, you're losing your positioning. Vikings are really waiting to see if San Francisco or the Rams will come on strong. If they do, Vikings may have to pick up the pace down the stretch. As it is, they look good right now. It's a well-coached team. The Bears are a bad organization. I bet on good teams. Give me the Vikings and giving 3.5. Buccaneers, Giants, we just mentioned breaking news. The Giants have dropped Daniel Jones. He's free to sign anywhere the rest of the way. They don't want to pay out the injury guarantees. Time to move on in New York. That organization is a mess. They're getting 6 points at home against Tampa. I don't want the points. I want Baker Mayfield, who would be in the playoffs if he could just handle Kirk Cousins. We'll get to Kirk Cousins eventually, who would be in the playoffs if he could handle Kirk Cousins as well. A couple more in the 1 o'clock window. Dolphins giving 7 to the Patriots. Titans giving 8 to the Texans. I like the favorites in both games there. 4 o'clock window. I love Cardinals Seahawks. There's always a good NFC West game at 4 o'clock. Makes red zone worth watching, even though you got game of the week material happening. Seahawks pick them against the Arizona Cardinals. I will pick them. I'll pick the Seattle Seahawks. I'm waiting for the wheels to fall off in Arizona. People talk about Cliff Kingsbury fading late in seasons. I think a lot of it was Kyler Murray. I'm waiting to see, can Kyler Murray put together a complete 17 weeks? This is the week to show it in Seattle against the 12s, if he can. Game of the week, Niners-Packers. Packers given 3, Brock Purdy questionable. Put the Niners backs against the wall. I'll take the Niners and points in Lambeau. I think that's a good football team. The advanced metrics, put whatever stock you will into advanced metrics. The advanced metrics say Niners are way better than their record. I tend to agree. It's time for them to turn it on. Clock's ticking. I think they will this weekend in Lambeau. Sunday night football. Eagles-Rams. Give me the Eagles. I like them. The fans don't. The city of Philly doesn't like the Eagles. Everybody there wants the coach fired, even though they're the best team in the NFC East. I think it's a good football team. I think Saquon's running it down people's throats. I think they go out to LA and win against a Rams team that just hasn't been able to find its footing this year. All right, 1 o'clock Sunday, right here on The Fan, the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Commanders. We'll preview this game with Awad in a second. We go courtside with him in Charleston at the Charleston Classic. Last 5 double-digit favorites, all 5 double-digit favorites this year, have won and covered. The Commanders are 10.5-point favorites. I want the Washington Commanders in a bounce-back game. The only thing that scares me is that I can't find a thing to be scared about. I think the Commanders get back in the right column. I think we have a breezy Monday program, and if we don't, may God have mercy on all of our souls, because the phone lines are going to be red hot on Monday. It's a rivalry game. You throw out the records when those teams meet, but you don't want to if you're a Commanders fan, because it's way too fun to look at the standings with the Cowboys all the way down there and the Commanders all the way up there in playoff position. You'll hear that game on The Fan. You'll hear Tech Duke on the Fan tomorrow night. You'll hear VCU basketball tonight on the Fan. Big one at 7:30 against Nevada. So they try to bounce back after a tough overtime loss. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Commanders who get you ready for a great weekend in sports. We'll hand it over to AWOD. He's live in Charleston. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.